USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search and rescue efforts are back underway in Surfside, Florida, after a demolition crew tore down the portion of the Champlain Towers South complex that remained standing. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis touts the success of the demolition.
I think it was a good effort. I think it was the right thing to do, and I think it will help us move forward unimpeded and really be able to get the job done for the families, for the community of Surfside, for Miami-Dade, and for the state of Florida.
The governor also saying areas north of Tampa should prepare for Tropical Storm Elsa to make landfall. His remarks came after Tampa was placed under a tropical storm warning as the system approaches Florida. DeSantis noting the westward track of the storm, but expressed relief that Surfside isn't going to be hit hard. The storm expected to make landfall on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
It's expected to be another busy travel day as Americans head home after the 4th of July holiday weekend. When it's all said and done, AAA expects 3.5 million people to have traveled by air between July 1st and the end of today. Despite high gas prices, nearly 44 million people hit the roads during that same period. Missouri Democratic Representative Cori Bush tweeted on July 4th that the holiday only celebrates freedom for white people and not black Americans. Florida Republican Representative Brian Donalds joins Fox News and says he thinks even Democratic voters won't buy this.
What most people want in our country is to have a free country, which we already have, where people live in harmony and peace, which we already do have right now. They want a nice tax environment. They want their kids to be able to grow up and learn and be educated appropriately. They don't want to constantly live in this divisive environment. And so I think that Cori's comments and the comments of her colleagues in the squad definitely hurt Democrat prospects in about 18 months.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Another Republican governor is sending National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Arkansas became the latest state to send its National Guard troops to the border last week, looking to boost the available manpower to deal with the migrant crisis. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says the response to the crisis should be a partnership between the states and federal government, but tells CNN that the states have had to step up under the current border policies.
When multiple states send additional resources down to support Texas and Arizona along the border, we hope that that has a beneficial impact. It ought to be coordinated with the federal government, and if that's not happening, then that's a shame, but we're going to try to do our part, because what's happening right now is disaster. It's a human tragedy, what we're seeing with the change in policy coming out of the Biden administration.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Crime and homelessness are on the rise in Los Angeles County, with stores forced to close down due to thefts and looting. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva telling Fox and Friends this has a particularly negative impact on small businesses.
The big stores can underwrite some of the losses, not all of them, like CVS that are closing or Walgreens. But the mom-and-pop stores, they just close their doors and they're out of business.
Target and Walgreens also shutting down some stores or cutting hours because of the high crime in parts of Los Angeles and in the San Francisco Bay Area. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.